Okay, here we are living over here today with the Holy Rabbi Shalim and Shlita. And now we're coming online is entering in the Ulam HaBet Midrash is Shlomi Rabinowitz. Here he comes. Okay. Shiurin D'Araisaninu. Okay, Daf Hey Omid Beis. We're still in the Ikur Daf of the Besechta. Hey is the Tzud of a Sukkah. A Sukkah Kesheda. Okay, I was in the Sukkah of Rabbi Shalim, but I was never in the Sukkah of Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz. I never had the zchus to be in the sukkah of Shlomo Rabinowitz. Shiurin d'oraisanin. It's looking at Shum d'oraisanin. How do you know that Shum is the famous sugi? How do you know that the Dino Shiurim of Kazayis, a Beitza, Kichasev, a Sagasa, a Revius, a Muloy Lugma? How do you know all of the Shiurim d'oraisa? Shum d'oraisa. Ninu d'chsiv is the pasik.
This is a kasha, right?
Yeah, kasha. It's a kasha. Shum d'oraisanin. In fact, the mother of kasha, how can you go say that Shum is d'oraisa? Is the right? How could you say it's the raisa? How can you say it's only the rabbanon? Because more of you was talking about the shiv of the sukkah. The sukkah, this kosher sukkah is going to be seven tefachim and a mashu, How do you know that? It's only the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon. What do you mean it's only the rabbanon? All of the shiv is the raisa. The more elaborate. What do you mean over here? That shiv is the raisa.
Should we say that it means
the rabbanon? Oh, so the last thing over here is hilchas mechitza halacha. That was the last thing was halacha l'moshe Sinai. So frak the gemara. What do you mean? What do you mean it's halacha l'moshe Sinai? It's the raisa, and the raisa is hecher from halacha l'moshe Sinai. Okay, you're making a good point.
He's just saying why you're saying that it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. It's the teresh apostle.
So l'may nafka mina, l'may nafka mina. If something's halacha l'moshe Sinai, it's the raisa.
How does that work? What do you mean halacha l'moshe Sinai is not the same force as the raisa?
Oh, so that's what it seems. Itaka seems like that. I don't know the answer, but itaka seems that halacha l'moshe Sinai is not the same madrego as a d'oraisa. If something is d'oraisa, it appears to be a higher level. L'may nafka mina. Maybe the shaila will be if you have a suffix. Maybe the nafka mina will be let's say you have a suffix, do you have the shi'ur? Right, let's say you have a kazayis. If it could, you have either kazayis of matzah. Let's say you do not know that you had a kazayis matzah. So if you're going to say that a kazayis is a halacha l'moshe Sinai, so you can go l'kula. Halacha l'moshe Sinai, if you have the shir kazayis, if it's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, you can be makel. But if you hold that it's a deraisa, it's not halacha l'moshe Sinai, and you have a suffix, if you have the requisite shir, then you would have to go l'chumra. You hear the word? Shlomi, you hear the word?
I'm not sure I understand Gemara's question is.
The Gemara's question is, why are you saying that the chatzitzin is only halacha l'moshe Sinai? It's a hecher de madrega. It's deraisa. Okay, the last words on the page, the chatzitzin, a chatzitza, umechitzin halacha l'moshe Sinai. Frech the Gemara, really? V'chishur halacha l'moshe Sinai halo deraisa nenu. Halalameidim zos mimikwem b'toira. So maybe the one.
You think that the question is only a question if there's a difference in halacha.
Mashmoy
is
darshan.
You still want to know where you know it.
You want to say where you learn it from. Let's see what it says in the note. What does it say? Let me go
okay,
see.
But you want to know what the source is? The source is halacha l'moshe Sinai. You can't argue about it. There's no machlekes. If it's halacha l'moshe Sinai.
There's
no such thing as people arguing over it. Is that true?
I don't know the answer. Did Shuli say anything on this?
Shuli said a lot.
What did he say on this? What did he say? What did the Rebbe say? What? Yes, Nakash. L'may nafka min if it's a deraisa or it is halacha l'moshe Sinai. You want to say mashmoyis?
Even though there's no nafka mina la'alacha.
Who says not?
Mashmoyis
darsh. You want to mashmoyis darsh nikabinayu. There's an Indian to know with clarkite from where you derive it. That's what you want to go say?
Yeah,
mashmoyis darsh nikabinayu. There's an Indian to know where we learn it out from. Why? Well, who cares?
He always says halacha l'moshe Sinai or something that was forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Forgive me if I'm wrong over here. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot all the halacha l'moshe Sinai.
Who says? Shuli said that?
I think so. That when he died.
When he died, it was forgotten.
In
the Evloi Shel Moshe. In the Evloi Shel Moshe, how many halachas?
Thousands of halachas.
300 things.
Some say 3,000. Some say 3,000 halachas were forgotten.
Things were forgotten. Because the question is, how can you argue with halacha l'moshe Sinai? Eretz is.
Yeah.
They all forgot about it, so they didn't know what the shear was. At the time when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they didn't know what the shear was. But that he answered, how come when they came into Eretz Israel the first time, they didn't bring the car, they didn't eat matzah the first night of Pesach because it was all, it was Chodesh. They hadn't brought the Karban Omer. In the first year when they arrived in Eretz Israel, they had to wait till.
Oh, yeah.
To the second day of Pesach, till after they brought the carbon.
You're talking too close to the microphone. You're talking too close to the microphone.
Hey?
That hay on the base. The very bottom. You're talking too close to the microphone.
What happened to that say there's a license
day? Right, so the Tysus asked the question. Why don't we say I say there's a license
day? I say there's a license day. I say yeah. So what's the answer?
What's
a
say and a loisa say?
I don't know.
He didn't answer that part. That part wasn't this.
It says in Tamura, Shloishes Alofim Halochis Nishtachum Bime Evlish Lamosha.
I just asked the question.
Yeah.
He said, when do you say halacha? When do you say why should you say asay doich alois asay? This is that will be true only on the sheer matzah on the first sheer. But if he ate two kizaisim, since they forgot the shiurim because of when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they didn't know what the sheer was. So if they ate more than the sheer, they wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. They'd be over the lois asay without being mekayim the asay. So they couldn't eat matzah.
I don't understand.
If they ate matzah, if they didn't know the shear of matzah, they didn't know where. The only time I say is the license say, at the same time you do the license say, you do the essay.
Uh-huh. So you're only allowed to do, you're only allowed to do exactly the shear.
Right.
That's a chiddush.
In other words, that would be a teretz to do the shear. You do the shear matzah.
B'diyok. So if you don't know who the shear is, so then you can't do the loisa say.
You don't know. You don't say I said the loisa say.
Very technical answer. And so first of all, I don't like.
The Vilna Goyen says that by matzah he holds that it's an assay every bite.
Oh,
that Evan Ezra holds like that. Evan Ezra.
So
he's not the only one. Evan Ezra.
So it's doicha the loisa.
He didn't say chiyuv. He says you get a mitzvah. I don't think he says chiyuv.
You get a mitzvah
because you're going against the Gemara.
So here's a raya that when you so therefore again it's back.
It doesn't make back to the question. It doesn't make a difference. I say the chalais. I say regardless of what the shear is.
What Reb Shloima? What does Reb Yonison? I've just quoting. You in the middle of saying in the name of Rabbi Yonison, what does Rabbi Yonison I should say?
I asked a cash on Tosfos.
That what?
Tosfos says, why don't we say asay doichalois asay?
Yeah.
Right, so that the people should be able to eat the matzah, even though it is a question of chadash.
Yeah.
The first year.
Right.
So Rabbi Yonison I should ask, no. What kind of question is that? It's no asay doichalois asay, because they didn't know. They lost the shiurim. They forgot the shiurim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in Evli, you may Evli, so Moshe Rabbeinu, they lost, they forgot the shiurim.
Yeah.
So at that time, they didn't know what the shiur was. So if they didn't know what the shiur was, they didn't know. The only time you say, I say, Deich Eloise say, is if you get a mitzvah when you do the assay, so it's Deich Eloise say. But if you don't know what the shiur is, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. You can eat more in the shiur, then you're not Mekayim the assay. And you're over a loisa.
You mean the Rebbe Yonison learns pshat? In order for a say to be doich a loisa, you have to eat the exact shear, not more.
That's not his chiddush. He's asking the question: How could Tosfos say a say doich a loisa say?
Nay.
If Klal Yisrael didn't know the shear,
yeah.
So whenever they ate,
yeah.
they were unsure.
Right.
Are they eating more than the shear or not?
But what happens if you ate more? Oh, okay.
If you ate more than the shear, the portion that's more than the shear, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only the shear. Once you eat more, unless you have a chiddush,
the
goyin, without the goyin, you would say that whenever you eat more than the shear, you're now eating something. Without an
essay. Oh, very good. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's not a problem.
Evolved.
Because you get a mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Ah, interesting. Quantum Vilna, it's not a problem. Very nice. Very nice. By the way, the Evan Ezra holds like that also. That even though it's a Rishus, Shachishim Teichel Matzah is a Rishus, but he says it's still a mitzvah. But you had Gedolim, they only ate the first two nights of Pesach matzah, and otherwise they didn't wash throughout Pesach.
Yeah, but Vilna Goyen on this, the last day of Yontif, he never ate Shalosh Shuris, but on the last day of Yontif of Pesach, he would eat Shalosh Shuris.
And by the way, the Munchaz Lazar, yeah, the Munkacharav quotes this Vilna Goyen. He loves this Vilna Goyen, and he says it's a mitzvah. He follows the Vilna Goyen. In we find in different areas of halacha, he follows the Vilna Goyen. When it comes to Minhadigim, and he says not, so the Minchas Lazar expresses himself very sharply. He says not like those shaitim that didn't eat matzahs. And the Satmar Rebbe was very upset with that. The Munkachara brings it in his sefer on Arachayim, the Muk Arachayim. He says not, he says there are shaitim that are machmir. And he was very upset because the Yisbach Moshe, his great grandfather, had the minig not to eat matzah only the first night of Pesach. So he was very upset with that. With that statement that the Minchas Lazar made. Anyway.
Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. This is Daf Yomi over here.
What's the strong Halacha Moshe Sinai or the Raisa?
That's the more discussion. The more until now said that the Lachim Mechitza is Halacha Moshe Sinai. I mean, fairly more. Shiurin the Raisa Ninu. This is the Pasuk. Eretz Chitu Soyer. The Geffen Hussein of Rimon.
On the bottom? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is the Pasuk. The Shiva Saminim. Chitu, wheat, barley, Geffen, vines, Utena, figs. We want pomegranates, eretz zeish, shemen, olive oil, olives, udvash, and dates.
Yeah.
Dvash, tumoidim, dates. We amrav chonin, kol apotzik hazel lishur nema. Chita, lebeis hamanuga. What's the shiur of chita for lebeis hamanuga? They tell them in the Mishnah, hanichlas lebeis hamanuga, person enters in lebeis hamanuga. If you go into the home of a home that is saras, a negat saras, what is the halacha? A person who enters into a bayis that has saras, he becomes an avatoma.
Yeah.
Not only does he become an avatoma, his clothing become an avatoma.
Yeah.
However, only time he becomes tum if he has to remain there long enough for him to eat bread. Mm-hmm. And that means that he's dressed. Doesn't mean it means al kisefav is an expression which means he is properly dressed in his clothing.
Like this expression. To have a shirt on the shoulder. What's the expression?
You take the shirt off. I don't know.
Caleb
al kisev. No, so I made a mistake. It means he's not wearing them. It means he's draped. It's draped upon his shoulder.
What
he's
do you
not.
Mean draped?
He's holding on to it. Right. He's holding it. He's holding his jacket in his hand. It's a hot day, and he walks into the bayis,
like
and he has a jacket, and the jacket, he's not dressed in the jacket. He's just holding on to it. He's draping it upon his shoulders.
Yeah.
The very big dilemma, and if you go to a place where there is no Eruv, are you allowed to walk in the street with your jacket wrapped around your shoulder with the sleeves hanging out?
Clear
this
not.
Is Machlekes HaPoyske.
Yeah.
Machlekes HaPoyske. You know, you take your hands out of the
and you put
it over your shoulder, and you mock him where there is no Eruv. Is that called carrying, or is that called
Levush?
It's Machlekes of the modern day Poiskim, the Gedolei Yisrael. I do not remember who says what. It's a big shayla. Most are making.
Who's the modern Poiskim?
I mean, like, you know, like Rav Moshe. I mean, I'm contemporary.
Contemporary.
Rav Moshe and Debetzin.
They say you're loud?
I don't remember who says what. Some say, I think most of them say it's mutter. Most say it's mutter, but some hold that it's carrying.
Did you know that a hat is also, it's more like Rashi and others?
If it's very big, a very big hat. It's more than four tvachim.
That's separate.
A very big rim.
Whether the hat has to be very
tight
or not.
Aha.
Interesting.
Okay. So it has to be called wearing.
We don't pass him like we pass him. You could have it on the tip of your head.
A little bit. A little bit. Good enough.
What's the minig of Klal Yisrael that they people are make to wear a jacket like that?
I think the minig is mekel.
Okay, next.
I'm not mistaken. Chita lebeis hamanuga. So you have here, your person who goes to the base, he goes to the base hamanuga, and what is the shear? So we're going to hear the Mishnah, the Tanan, ha-nichnas lebeis hamanuga, you go to the base hamanuga, v'kelev al kiseifav, and the kelim are on your shoulder, meaning that you're not actually wearing the garment. The garment is being draped. With sandala v'taba isa biyada. In the olden days, they wore rings. People wore during the weekday a ring.
Very common.
Do you wear a ring? You wear a ring?
Very common.
I have a friend, Chaim Limbo, he wears a ring.
You told me about it.
You know why? Because his wife told him.
You told me, yeah. Really
make sure he doesn't get into trouble.
It was very common. Men wore rings.
But they wore rings for business purposes. I don't think they wore rings as jewelry.
In Dara Midwan, when they gave their tachshit.
They gave nose rings. The men wore earrings. The men wore earrings and nose rings.
And nose rings, yeah.
The men, yeah. And here it says they wear rings on their fingers. So you finally, what they wore primarily, they wore rings on their fingers as a signet ring to sign documents. Not necessarily.
That's only prominent figures, like kings or officers.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think regular, the layman.
Kol b'nei Yisrael b'nei Malachim Inu. The Kelev Al-Kisef of us. So the lawyer, the person who enters into the bayis, he becomes tummy immediately. He's an avatuma, and the things that he's holding in his hand become tummy immediately. Now, let's say Haya Lovush Kelev, this Sandalov, Bira. Let's say he was wearing, he's not draping it upon his body, but he's wearing it.
Oh.
He's Lovush Kelev, he's wearing the clothing. So then here comes the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or the Pasuk, who tummy miyad. He is tummy immediately, vehein the clothing, to hoidin. They remain tahar ad sheyisha. He delays b'chdei achilas pras. He has to delay. He has to remain in position in the bayis the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. How long does it take to eat a half a loaf of bread? Halacha lemaisa, the place can say about 4 minutes. We pass can say about 4 minutes.
For Moshe holds like that.
The Chasam Sofer says 9 minutes. But no one today
says 2 minutes.
No one says today. The only time we take the 9 minutes into consideration is Yom Kippurim. Someone needs to eat. We tell them to wait 9 minutes between kizesim.
Yeah.
But for Al HaMichya is the minhag of Klal Yisrael.
Too long of a duration.
Not the minhag of Klal Yisrael to wait 4 minutes. This is the standard. This has become a standard.
Not Reb Chaim Noah, 2 minutes?
No, we don't follow 2 minutes. Halacha l'maisa, we follow when it comes to solid foods. You have to eat in order to be chayav in Al HaMichya. You have to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. It has been accepted in the Klal Yisrael.
What about achilas matzah?
Same thing, 4 minutes.
I think people rely, sometimes they can't eat that quickly in 4 minutes.
It's not so much. You don't have to eat so much. You don't have to eat so much. And then maybe it's the nekel.
Okay,
you don't have to eat so much. Matzah is not. People make a big mistake. They make a toast. It's a lot less matzah than you really need to. People think they have to eat a lot more matzah. It's a lot less than you could imagine. It's not so much to eat matzah. Mm-hmm. 4 minutes is what we hold halacha l'maaseh to be b'chdei achilas pras. What about then this in b'chdei shesias revias? How long does it take you to drink a revias? In other words, if I drink a cup of coffee, the chayav make a brain nefashos. You have to drink a revias. What is this man? K'dei shesias revias. So this is not so poshish. So I think Rav Scheinberg, he says the shear is.
I thought more than a cheek.
60 seconds.
More than a cheek, because a cheek is right revius.
Right, no, but that's the shir to be yoytze, Meloy Lugma. That's the shir to be yoytze kiddush. We're talking about to make an al hamichit, to make a bari nefashos.
So I'm thinking more than a cheek full.
Revius. There's no halach of a cheek full. There's a halach of a revius.
Okay.
In order to be chayv in a brocha acharoina, okay, you have to drink a revius. So it's machlek, is what's called kidei shesias revius. Some say It is 160 seconds. Some say 30 seconds. I think Rav Belsky told that he heard B'Shem Rav Moshe. I have it on the card. Rav Belsky, B'Shem Rav Moshe, says the shear is in 30 seconds.
30 seconds? A half a minute. What about tea and coffee?
Same thing.
Comes along the genre of?
Same thing.
Derech Shtia. You can make a bar in the fashion.
Look, I have it over. Abishol, do you ever use these cards?
Oh, you made this card?
Yeah. Let's see. Blessing on the beverage. Anybody who drinks even a small amount of kiddush. Do you ever use the cards, the Al HaMichya cards?
You have small ones, tiny ones.
Not yet. The eating of mezon here is an average size sponge cake. Okay, let's see. All ingredients and after blessing for a beverage is required only when drinking a revius within 1 minute. It says you're on this card 1 minute. 63. Footnote 63. Shulchan Halevi, Rabbi Belsky, chapter 3, number 11, page 36, in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Compare with Nishmas Adam, 54. What does he say?
Nishmas Adam, Chai Adam?
Chai Adam. Nishmas Adam, 54. I don't know what he says there. I don't know, no recollection of what he says over there.
Can I see this for a second?
But Rav Moshe says 60 seconds.
Oh, very nice. B'chdei
Shesias Revias.
You told me about this, yeah.
Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara.
Why is it if you don't wear it, it becomes tumor right away? If you don't wear it depends.
So then it becomes part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. Yes, good kash. I don't know the answer.
The Sfarim would dictate the other way around. If you wear it, you become tumor right away.
If you wear it, if you wear it because it's part of your body, you're saying very good. Because if you wear it, it's a chilek of your body. You become tumor immediately, no matter what.
Yeah.
Shalos, what about the kalim? So if
right.
if
here's
you're
just the other way around.
You have to wait. You have to wait 4 minutes. If you're holding it in your hands, they become tummy immediately.
It's a pella.
So you would say pumfakeret. You would say that if you're wearing this chilek of your guf, just like you become tummy right away. Here
right.
In the kasha, Mishol Zevis
is yet.
He's asking eyes in the kasha.
So what's the terrors?
So what's the answer? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Let's go over here. The Rashi is Chayel Uvushkei. Love the Iku. The Iku. The Iku.
Which Rashi is
top of the page? Top of the page. Digule begodav. V'chu tamim yad d'chsiv v'habo el habay sitma v'hein ton ad she yeshed d'chsiv. Oh, Rashi answers the kasha v'shol zev. He answers the kasha. This is the pasuk v'oichales v'oichel b'bayis yichabes v'dar shinan b'toras kohanim ein liel oichel v'shoichev, eating or drinking. Oichel b'loy shoichev.
Shoichev means laying down.
Laying down. Oichel b'loy shoichev. V'shoichev b'loy oichel. Loy oichel b'loy shoichev. V'nayin tam loyma yichabes begodav riba. It's a ribui. Shtei pam ksev yichabes begodav v'im soif nul rabbis hakol matam loyma v'oichel. So why then, if anyway we're going to be married with clothing, so why does it with oichel? Litin shi'ur l'shoichev k'dei achila. Shein ton kibos begodav. It's a gzeres hakasev. Can we ask our holy Rebbe Rabbi Sholim?
But it still doesn't answer my question.
Ask kol basar mipnei Hashem.
It still doesn't answer why, if you're holding.
He's on mute. What?
The why? No, it still doesn't answer.
It's a drasha.
Tell me right away.
He's saying yes, kasha mitzvot la misvara. But it's a gzeris hakasa. It's a drasha.
How do you know k'dei achil? What's the limit?
It says v'oichel. The amount of time it takes to eat.
Where does it say v'oichel?
Rashi quotes the pasuk. V'oichel. Rashi quotes the pasuk.
V'oichel b'bayis yichabes.
V'chsev v'oichel b'bayis. Someone who eats in the bayis yichabes.
Where does that was a nega?
You should eat. You should wash your clothing. Mm-hmm. So it makes it. So that's. It says
no,
that
I understand. Twice. Yeah.
So the Gemara is making a drasha that when it comes to yichabes b'gadav, it has to be. It has to be an achila. When it says yichabes, it says cleaning. You make a drasha. Only time you have to go wash your clothing is if you delay, you tarry in the bayis. The amount of time it takes to eat, achila atstam, achila chlispras, which halach lemaisa is 4 minutes. That is the accepted standard. 4 minutes, not 9 minutes, not 2 minutes, 4 minutes. Vaita. And drinking, it's bichtei shesias revias. Rabbi Belsky says, B'shem, Rabbi Moshe.
60 seconds.
If you want to drink a cup of coffee, drink a cup of tea, according to Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Moshe, you have to drink 3 ounces.
Right.
3 ounces. That's accepted standard. Right. 3 ounces within 60 seconds.
Right.
If you do not drink at any point in time, 3 ounces within 60 seconds, you did not make a bar in the fashas.
And who has to be, everybody has a different shear.
Everyone has the same shear. Oig Melech HaBashan has a Zelba shear.
Well, you ask Joey Chestnut, he had 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Everyone has the same shear, even Oig Melech HaBashan.
What? Marsham in Das Torah comes up with a Chiddush. Coffee and tea, since that's the Derech Shtia.
Okay, that's a Das Yochel. I hear, I'm a Kabbal. If you're from your Talmud, 100% you have to follow your Rebbe. 100%. But the Olam, the modern Olam here, the modern people.
Satmarov was very mock when he drank tea.
Yeah.
He waited until it cooled off.
And then he one shot. You know, it happens all the time.
So that's tea.
Lipton. Brisk. It's cold outside. Make sure you have thick paste.
Next.
It's brisk outside.
Tea. That's it goes faster. But Lipton.
Vita Lipton. Lipton with Lipton. You have to drink it. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is, what kind you have to eat pras? Now there are different types of breads. There's pras chitin, veloy pasan. Wheat eat faster, eat quicker. Barley is an animal. Animals are lazy. Animals eat the barley. Barley does not go down the throat so quickly. It takes much more time. Wheat goes down quicker. Masiv, when you eat. If you're in a reclining position, you accelerate your consumption. That's why in the restaurants, they want you to recline. That way you'll order more food, and they'll charge you more money.
So with this, Mesa come money. In reclining?
Mesa means in a reclining position. When you recline...
Mesa goes together with shore? No.
It says over here, it's Achilles Pras. What kind of Pras? Number one is Pras Chit. The Eresh Zach is wheat.
Yeah.
We want to accelerate the shear. We don't want it to be 5 minutes. We want it to be 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So the way we're going to accelerate it to 4 minutes is, number one, you're going to be eating wheat bread.
Yeah.
You eat wheat bread quickly, faster than you eat barley bread.
Okay.
Number two, you're eating the bread in a reclining position. That gives you concentration and you eat it quickly. If you're standing, you're walking, you're doing something, then you're not going to eat so quickly. Masif.
Yeah.
You recline v'oichel. The lift on. Another way to accelerate your eating is you have a dip. You eat the bread together with a...
As opposed to pasoyer?
Just eating, no, as opposed to eating it alone. The lift on means you would eat the bread with something else.
So it goes...
A condiment.
So it goes within 4 minutes?
Faster. Okay. Right, 4 minutes. Because if you would not eat bread, if you would be eating barley bread, or if you would be eating it sitting up, or standing, or you would eat it raw.
But today nobody reclines.
Okay, it doesn't matter. This is the shear. V'oichel b'lifton, That's the rule. Okay, so therefore that is the halacha. The first halacha when it comes to weed, weed is a beferish apart. The Rebbe is saying that it's not halacha l'moshim Sinai, at least at this point in the Gemara. Anything that has a makar in the Torah, even though we need to come on to a halacha l'moshim Sinai as to how to expound the meaning of the word in the Torah, but it's not pure halacha l'moshim Sinai. You hear the difference? Some things that we have in halacha are pure, unadulterated halacha l'moshim Sinai. Tefillin. How do you know the tefillin are square? How do you know the tefillin have to have separate compartments for the shalosh? How do you know there's a here, there's an eagle coming out in between the two parashas? Right. How do you know it has to be stitched with gidin, sinews? How do you know all these things? How do you know there's a million halachas in tefillin? Every single thing is pure halacha l'moshe Sinai. Right. There is no makar for anything. It's pure halacha l'moshe Sinai. When it comes to shiurim, the whole halach, all the Torah says is chita. Chita, that's all it says. How did you expand upon what chita to mean? Have a nichnas the beis hamenuga, and you're holding, you're wearing your clothing. You only become tummy when you stay in the house long enough to eat pas chitin.
If you're wearing it.
And yeah. when it's yemesiv. And beliftan. Those are wild halacha l'moshim Sinai. It's part of the expression. Teretz is, you're right, but it's rooted in a word that is in the
so
Torah.
So this is all halacha l'moshim Sinai.
So no, the Gemara is saying that's not anything. Even though, of course, Everything is halacha l'moshim Sinai. Everything is halacha l'moshim Sinai. Gzera shava, hekesh, everything is halacha l'moshim Sinai. But the point over here is we have a word. There is a root. There is a word, chita. It says the word in the Torah, chita. The word chita in the Torah is telling you, it's a word. How do we understand that word?
Clearly, it's not the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk.
Right.
So how can you not say that this is a law?
Because at least you have a davar sheyesh by mamish. You have ink on parchment. The word chita. You have ink on parchment. This is eish shechayda al eish levana. This is a davar sheyesh by mamish. That's why we're calling it now a gezeiras hakosov. Whereas mechitzin, what was the other word? Mechitzin.
What do you mean? We're still in the middle of
Sa'irin. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. But the Gemara's kash was when it came over the air to Eretz Chitu Sa'irin. The Gemara was Amrav Chana.
How could you say it's halacha l'moshe Sinai?
What do you mean it's a Farisha Pasuk? This is called a Farisha Pasuk? This is not a Farisha Pasuk in my book.
That's what I'm saying. That's my
so
question.
The answer is, in the Gemara's terminology, Beferish Apostolic means, Gzeris HaKosav means that if you have at least something about the halacha that appears on the page with ink, dioy al klaf. If you have at least something substantial that appears on the piece of paper that automatically upgrades it to be called Gzeris HaKosav and not a halacha l'moshe Sinai. Halacha l'moshe Sinai in the Havmina right now, is something which is purely, purely abstract. Okay? What? Shuli didn't say this? He had a better shot?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that it's not a contradiction. That's what halacha l'moshe Sinai is. You could find it buried in the Torah somehow.
No, I don't think so. I think when the Gemara talks about a pure halacha...
What you're saying right now. You're saying right now is halacha l'moshe Sinai. It's pure, unadulterated, new logic that you would never be able to...
Yes, correct. At this moment, I'm not telling you that's the Gemara's maskot, but at this moment, when the Gemara is challenging halacha l'moshe Sinai, it's gezeiras hakosav. What are you talking about? It says with chita, and chita means gezeiras hakosav. Who would ever imagine that chita means hanichnas lebei samenuga v'sandolov al raglov v'taboisav biyodov? Who would ever imagine that's what the word chita is referring to? Chita is referring to Eretz Yisrael. What's going on over here? Oh, halacha l'moshe Sinai is telling you how to darshan the word chita. Oh, so that's halacha l'moshe Sinai. No, it's a halacha, it's a hybrid. It's a halacha l'moshe Sinai rooted in a word. Oh, that is enough to upgrade it in our terminology to what we call gezeiras hakosav. Let's go weiter, we'll see more. Now we come to se'oirin, when it says the land is blessed with barley. What is that in reference to? So the Gemara says, what's barley?
Soira.
Ditnan. Etzem kisoira metame bimaga. A bone of a dead body, the size of a barley bean, is metame bimaga by touching it. with a mas, or by carrying it, even if you're not in direct contact, you're carrying it. The einam mitam oil, but a bone the size of barley is not mitam oil. Okay,
so that's only a kazayas, right?
No, a soira. No, no,
no, no. But
a
if
bone,
it's a kazayas, then
not
it's mitam oil.
A barley seed, it says.
No, it's not mitama.
It is mitame.
No, it's a mitam oil.
Ain a mitame oil. Right, to be mitam oil, you need basar, a bone.
Oh, I'm
a bone.
Sorry, that's right. You need basar.
You need basar. A roif binyan minyan. You have to have this. You have to have the roif binyan a bit of the skeleton to be mitame oil. When
so
it comes,
there is no basar.
It's the same exact thing. It says the word soira.
And then you said you could see this rule from the pasuk, and therefore it's not halakha l'mishnah.
Right, right. It's a gzeiras hakasef.
Here it's there is no pasuk.
It's the same thing as chita. What's the problem? I don't understand what the problem here is. Let's read the whole b'goyim and we'll come back. Hey, soira. What do we learn from the word soira? The tanan etzem kisara, a bone of a dead body, the size of a barley seed. Metame b'maga uvemasa ve'enei metame b'oil. Next, number three on the list, gefen. It says in the Shiva Saminim, the word gefen. What is the purpose of telling us that the Eretz Yisrael has the gefen? The answer is k'dei revius yayin l'nazir. That a nazir is in violation of mikol mishras, and you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink the product of the vine if he drinks a revius of yayin l'nazir. Why only l'nazir? What about the dalet k'isos? That's only b'dur rabbanan. Is there anything that you drink midoraisa that needs a shiravis? When you give the soita, when the husband, when the kohen gives the soita to drink from the mayim ha-me'orim, what's the shi'ur? Does he need to drink a revius? A malay lugma? A mashu? What's the shi'ur? What's the shi'ur? You can't say it's kiddush. What a kiddush Friday night? That's not deraisa. The bracha is deraisa, not al-yayin. So the only thing the Gemara can come up with for drinking that's deraisa is a revius yayin l'nazir. Isn't it amazing? Is there taka nothing else? B'chalta rekuli, you need a shir revius. Think about it. Is there anything else? Where in the Torah do you need to drink something? The soita.
No, a nazir, he's in violation. If
right.
Revius.
Is there anything else in the whole Torah where you have an obligation? No. There's a shir of drink. The Torah tells you to drink.
Or a violation if you drink.
Is there anything in the whole Torah called drinking? What's the shir of nisach hamayim? When they pour mayim on
the...
You're talking about... What about nesachim? How much nesachim do you have to pour?
Nesachim, yayin. How much... What's the shear of nesachim? What's the shear of mayim?
Yeah.
It does? I don't know. What's,
Revius, it's, look.
What's the shear of eating, drinking on Yom Kippur?
There it's an of inu. Then talk, it's not the shear of revius. There is a shear of inu. The inisim kichosev es agasa. What's the equivalent? Doesn't mean we learn yom. We just finished on yom. Just
finish eating.
So what's the equivalent of a drinking? We just spoke about it. Didn't we learn this somewhere in the Gemara?
I'm sure we learned it.
It has to do with, there it's not a din in eating, it's a din of the inisim es nafshay seichem. There is an entirely different din. The shi'ur for drink on Yom HaKippurim is not equivalent to the shi'ur of revius for a nazir. If a nazir drinks a revius of yayin, even if he's not satisfied, he does not derive satisfaction.
If a guy makes a neder, I won't drink.
Oh! Givaldic, you know what he just said? Makes a neder. Excellent. He makes a neder. I'm not going to drink.
Drink what?
Yeah, anything. Water. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink orange juice.
Yeah.
You make a neder. You're not going to drink.
Yeah.
So what's the shear of drinking that he's chai for violation of his neder? Okay, good. Chararavius? Okay. Chararavius. Yeah. Let's go vital. Here he gives one example. Gefen, kidei revius, yayin l'nazir. What does Rashi say? Rashi.
What?
A what?
Who's talking about a guy?
You said, what is a guy? Did you say if a guy makes a neder?
A yid makes a neder. What is Rashi? Kedei revius yayin b'shor yisur nazir. Dikleman diyam amzal is nazir dechartzonim v'lu lovin v'olin mitstar from l'shir revius yayin. She'im yid.
You mean even if he actually the wine
the skins and the pits. And the
you
leaves.
You couldn't
mitzvah that. The mitzvah of revius yayin she'im.
Even if the wine itself is not revius
yayin, you put the kais mali yayin ad sheyotzim men revius yayin until sheyotzim men revius yayin. The ein doimeh hameshar b'kais b'mali mayim lemeshar b'yayin. You cannot compare someone who makes a calculation with water, then with yayin. Mishum the yayin of who it's tik ve'ein emar lotzes ele nivratz v'nidgash surface tension. Is that what it's called? Surface, what's it called? On the top of the cup of water, when water sticks on top of the cup of Nidgash, Al Sras, Akos, Yoitz, Ben Amayim. So what are you saying?
What is he trying to tell you that it stays on the
He's saying come a displacement. He seems to be saying over here. Let's Nachmal Chaz with Rashi over here says Kedei Revius Yayin B'Shor Isurei Nozir. Rashi over here says we're not referring to drinking. Is that what he's saying over here? The Igla Man Diyamar B'Masech Nozir the Chartzanim. Okay, that's the pits. V'Lulavin. Those are like the branches. All in the leaves. Mitzdarfin. They combine. L'Shiur Revius Yayin. What do we mean by that? She'im yitnam b'lukois molayayin. Over here he's saying as follows. You have a kois molayayin. And you insert into the kois these items. Ad she'yotza mimenu revius yayin. So the law is the revius yayin, that amount of
drinking,
wine.
Drinking chametz. Shechar.
Okay, let's first get to this Rashi. V'ein doyme ha'meshayar b'kois molayayim. Lemeshayer b'yayin, you cannot compare. If you want to go displacement. We're discussing over here displacement of liquid. You have a cup that's filled with water. You in order to displace the water, you need less material than you need with wine because water is light. Water has very little surface tension. When you fill up a cup of water, it's not gonna form a dome. If you fill this up, once you get to the very, very top, just adding a small amount of water is going to overflow. But if you fill this up with thick wine, it's thick, so it's not going to overflow so quickly.
You see with grape juice also.
Right, anything, every liquid has its own consistency.
Viscosity.
Viscosity is not the right word in this case. Viscosity means flowing. Viscosity, I don't know if this is the right word over here. That's the flowing, that's the flow, how it flows. The degree of flowing, all right.
Water won't rise above the lid, but
what is the rise? What is that called in English? The rising above the top. Surface, something, some fancy term. It's not surface tension. It's something else. Water rising above the top of a cup is there's some term for it. The amount of liquid that will cling to the inside of the cup and not go over the walls is much,
surface
much.
Surface tension.
Surface tension, that's. Are you sure that's the correct term? Fine. So the amount of liquid that will cling to the surface of the cup by water is a lot less than yayin. Because yayin is thick. So yayin there'll be much more. Now what's happening over here in Al Gemara? You're putting over here leaves or pits. And these things are going to cause there to be a displacement for the water to overflow.
No, he says wine. He puts it in wine.
You have a cup. Look at the Rashi. You have over here b'shor isuri nazir digalamandiyam. It says shkidei revius yain b'shor isuri nazir. So he's coming here to make a case. This is what he's saying, Rashi, over here. We're describing over here, not only is there a prohibition to drink a revius of yain, there's a prohibition to drink, to eat solids that are the sheer of a revius. This is a nayadin. You ever heard this thing before? This Rashi is answering our question. Shlomi, you hear this? Rash is answering our question, why are we discussing dafka yayin of a nazir, not discussing drinking on Yom Kippurim or anything for that matter? The answer is a special, unique halacha. When it comes to solids, what's normally the shir for solids? What is normally the shir for solids?
Kazayis.
When it comes to a nazir, the shiur for eating solids, of prohibited solids, is the shir revius. You have shachidish? It's a whole different din. When it comes to a nazir, if a nazir were to consume the skins of grapes and the pits and the little teeny edible branches of the vineyard, he's chayiv aloisa say the gzeres akasav. Any product of the vine is forbidden for a nazir to consume. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Which includes
only by nazir.
This total is in our kash, unique to nazir. Nazir, there's a halacha that not only is he not allowed to drink yayin, and not only is he not allowed to eat grapes. I'm assuming when it comes to grapes, it means eating the shir would then taka be. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What's the shir of eating a grape by a nazir?
Isn't that what he's saying? The shir of eating grapes
is a revius. Okay, I guess so. It's a revius. A revius
is usually a liquid for liquid.
So right. So that's the exception. That's exactly what Rashi is telling us. That's what the Gemara is telling us. When it comes
so
to
branches,
nazir,
you have to eat up to a revius.
So how do you measure a revius when it comes to a solid? How do you measure a revius? There's a unique halacha when it comes to a nazir. A nazir, not only is he not allowed to drink yayin, he is not allowed to eat. to eat the solid portion of the vineyard.
Yeah.
What is called the solid portion? The skins of the grapes. The pits of the grapes.
That will
the lulav, the lulavim. Oh, so how do you measure a revius of solid? A revius, the amount of solid you need to displace a revius of liquid.
Give me an example.
So let's say, of wine. So let's say we have over a cup, and the cup is, let's say for argument's sake, a revius is exactly 3 ounces, for argument's sake. I have a cup.
1 ounce.
What?
This might be 3.1 ounces.
Because the yayin is fine. So let's just make now very make believe.
You have a cup that's 3 ounces.
You have a cup that's exactly bidiyuk, a revius of yayin.
Oh, yeah.
How much solids, well, even if the cup is bigger, it doesn't make a difference how big the cup is. It doesn't make a difference how big the cup is. How much solid matter do you need to put into the cup to cause a revius of yayin to be displaced, to overflow? So do it. Take some grape seeds, take some skins.
Fill up the cup with wine.
Fill up with wine.
And then
put the cup in another measuring cup. Put the cup of yayin in another measuring cup. Okay, and then you're going to go put in grape seeds and skins and branches.
So whatever spills out.
And then it's going to overflow. It's going to overflow. And when the amount of liquid that overflows equals exactly a revius, then you go back and you take out all of the solids that you put into the cup to cause it to overflow. That is the sheer of what you need to eat in order of solids to be chayiv for the loisah say of consuming things. So that is the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Now what about? Okay, that's halacha. That's what we do with yayin. So they revius yayin lenazir. It doesn't mean revius yayin to drink. It means a revius of solids. How do you measure solids?
Also.
No, not also. I guess also. Fine. A revius of yayin lenazir. How many solids do you need to put into the cup in order to cause overflow? Te'ena, next word in the pasuk. Te'ena fix ki gregeres lehoitzah Shabbos. That is achshavei for Shabbos.
The what?
To be chayiv for hoitzah on Shabbos.
Nee.
It's not a matter of consumption. It's a matter of what is choshev.
That's
oichlin only,
no?
Yes, only oichlin. Meleches machshev.
The gregeres usually means a
dried fig.
So usually it's smaller in size.
Whatever the size is, that's already choshev. That size of food. The amount of...
But how do you know dry? It says te'ena in the Torah.
So te'ena is saying ki gregeres is the equivalent of ki gregeres, a dried fig. So maybe you're right. Maybe if a person will take out a fig that's not dry, it's not choshev. To be chayiv for Shabbos, you must take out a dover choshev.
So that's not so lucky much we're saying that te'ena is referring to.
What does it mean? What does it mean exactly?
So that's a lucky much we're saying that when it says te'ena means a dried fig.
For Shabbos.
Any food that is the
shear. Is that so partial? Every food you make, that's not so partial. That's a whole Gemara Masechta Shabbos. I think it's a machlokes. Some say, every food you have, make an evaluation, just like when it comes to a fig. So Chazal will yorid l'sof daita shel adam, that if you have one ki gregeres, one dried fig, that's really called choshev. And if you carry on Shabbos, yichayiv. Which seems
you mean anything you carry has to be a size of a dry fig?
No. Let's go one thing at a time. I don't know the answer to that question. Let's do one thing at a time. Let's say you take out on Shabbos not a dried fig. A fig that's not dry.
Yeah.
A wet fig. So it appears from the Gemara.
Bigger or smaller than a dry fig?
It's not a matter of saw. It's not necessarily...
What else is it?
No,
if it's a dried fig,
so look what Rashi
automatically
says.
One dried fig
he's
is
talking about Machalim.
I'm talking about the measurement of a dried fig. I'm not talking about taking out a dried fig.
Ah, very good.
I'm not so sure everyone agrees.
Yes, Rashi says the oichlim is a shear of a dry fig.
Okay, I made a mistake. Dvarim shemati tos. Ki gregeres lochitzah Shabbos shiuri b'chol oichlim. All foods. You're right. I made a mistake.
Human food, not animal food.
Okay, but the Lichten cup, there's something over there in the Gemara that talks about other calculations. I don't remember what it is. There's something that reminds me. And then we have to see what other Rishonim say, but Rashi, Rabban Shal Yisrael, the right, he says, Shir b'chol o'ichlim, the shir is, that's the shir of that food of Choshev. Next. Now we go right. This is the Gerez Lozo Shabbos. Rimon, a pomegranate. Okay, Avenue L in Coney Island.
Is the E pronounced?
It's not.
Pomegranate or pomegranate?
Pomegranate.
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 So the E is silent. It's not pronounced.
Granat?
Look, it's spelled pomegranate, not
pomegranate. So the E is silence.
Where's the E?
There's an E at the end. You didn't know that?
Pomegranate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there's an E at the end. No?
So how would you pronounce the E? Pomegranates?
No, the E is silent.
Of course.
But I think there's an E at the end. No?
Pomegranate.
Is there
pomegranate.
An E at the end?
He listened to Rabbeinu Google.
Is there pomegranate. Is there an E at the end?
Listen.
Pomegranate. Pomegranate.
Now do it slow.
No, is there an E at the end?
Pomegranate.
Is there an E at the end?
Pomegranate.
Is that silent?
Not. You pronounce the last syllables like N-U-T.
But there's a... But there's an E at the end, right?
Yes.
So I was right. Silent.
Okay, go back to third grade here. Get a diploma for kindergarten here.
That's right. Okay.
Weiter. Vitamin or Geffen, Rimon, the Tanan, Kol, Clay. Now, what's a Rimon? Downstairs of the mikvah. What's downstairs? The Rimon, the Tanan, Kol, Clay, Balibatim, Shiuron, Krimonim.
What does that mean?
If a utensil has a hole in it, it retains
its tumah.
It's not bottled until the hole is so large
that
pomegranate is
going
to out. Okay, so that's the Shiva Balabatim. Balabatim, even if they get holes in the kalim, they do not throw it in the garbage, they still put it on the table.
Until
the utensil gets a hole the size of a rewind,
it's not a kalim.
Then already it's not called a kli, and in the middle of the tumah departs. It's still a kabbal tumah.
You find that in Mishnayosin,
Eretz, Zay, Shemen, Olives. Eretz, here we come to the Shiva Kazayis. Eretz, Shekol.
Which one, the first Eretz or the second Eretz?
The second Eretz. The
second Eretz.
Okay. Eretz, Zay, Shemen. Zay, Shemen. Udvash,
Eretz. What are you saying now?
The Gemara.
I'm sorry, Eretz, Zay, Shemesh. Zay,
Shemesh. Udvash, Eretz. What's Eretz referring to? Eretz, Shekol, Shiurecha, Kizaysim. Fracting Gemara, what? Kol, Shiurecha, Salkadaitach. Ha'ika, honey, the Amrinu, we just give a whole long list of Chita, Usa'ira, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon. How could you say all of the Shiurim? And for the Gemara, Aleima, Sheroiv Shiurecha Kizaisim. Most Shiurim is a Kizais. Achilas Matzah is Kizais. Achilas Karban Pesach is Kizais. Achilas Mar is Kizais.
And I think any carbon you have to eat a Kizais, no?
The Achlu Oisma Shakupa Bohem. I guess the minimum thing you give a coin is
even a kabbarn is that and the dove is the dove also.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says roiv shuya kazesim meis unavela the isra chelev the dam upigel the noisa the tame the gira nosha. First is meis unavela the metan boil.
Very interesting. He leaves out matzah or karm pesach. He says all of the things that you're not allowed to eat.
Not allowed to. Very good. He doesn't talk about the positive, only negatives.
Yeah, why is that interesting?
How come Rashi only quotes the negatives?
Only the lava.
The negative. He doesn't quote the positives.
Essen, right.
There are more lois assays than assays.
Well, that's true.
365 verse 248.
Yep.
Okay. So therefore, 4 years. And so what's mace and veil? Mace is metam be'oil. Kazayas, boss ben amace. Neveil is metam be'mag of amasa. Kazayas. It's a chel of the chif chorus for eating in this chel.
What's that? Vetamei? He's tamei. Let's go by
chel v'dam. What do you mean dam? Gosh. What do you get a kazayas of dam? How do you have a kazayas of dam?
Like, where are you now?
Congealed blood? In the Rashi. Rashi.
What does it say blood?
It says Rashi. It says blood.
Meis,
dam. Meis,
oh, dam. Yeah,
dam. So what does it mean dam?
Oh, it says revius dam usually.
So maybe means congealed blood.
It has to be kazayas then.
I don't know the answer. Upigal, kazayas pigal, v'noisa, v'tamei. Tamei means besar kodesh. That became tamei. If a person eats besar kodesh,
not
that's
tamei.
No, then he's chayiv misav deshamayim. Okay? The gira noshe.
One second. When chayiv misav deshamayim,
if a person eats besar kodesh, that's nitma.
Right.
So the chayiv misav deshamayim, eating besar, that the shir is kazayas. The gira noshe. Vitamin Gemara Dvash, what's
the deal? What about this deal? The deal, the fact that it doesn't have any assays in here. Why doesn't it happen?
Good, so why Taka doesn't say matzah? Why doesn't it say the
Chid, matzah,
Pesach, Moror? Why doesn't it say the assays? I don't know the answer.
Something to think
why
about.
Why didn't Rashi say they are only on the negatives? We live in a negative world. Vita. Okay, so how can we go say the Eba next? Dvash, what's Dvash honey? There's no honey, you're talking about dates. It's Dvash is a code word for the
it says May Dvash.
Doesn't say May, there's Dvash.
No, the Torah.
Doesn't say May Dvash. Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash.
If it's really referring to dates, why does the Torah refer to as honey?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Reb Shlong, does anyone point out why does the Torah say dvash as opposed to?
Rashi says kol minei mesika kuluyin dvash. Utumare minei mesika. So we don't know. Dvash doesn't mean honey. That's exactly what Rashi's saying. Yeah, Rashi's saying that we have it's a misunderstanding. We think we translate dvash as honey. That's wrong. That's not what dvash is. Not honey. Dvash is a cheftza.
Yeah, but he's numerating the shivs aminim. So every sweet thing is shivs aminim.
No, so he's saying we have a mesor. He's saying a good dvar. You know, it's like an esrei. How do you know? He's asking a gvaldik kasha. He's asking that since dvash, according to Rashi, is not a liquid, it's an object that's a solid, that's sweet.
So
that's sweet. So there are hundreds of things out there in the world that are sweet. Hundreds of fruits out there. How did Chazal know that when it says in the word dvash, it's referring specifically to a date?
Dvash doesn't mean sweet. Dvash means tomorrow.
No, it doesn't.
No, Rashi
dvash means an item, a solid item that is sweet.
So.
What? Rashi says so. Rashi says, read Rashi. Rashi dvash kol mine misika.
What is Rashi trying to say here?
Kol mine misika means a solid item. Anything that's sweet is called dvash. So how did Chazal know that this particular dvash is a date? Maybe it's referring to an esrog. Maybe it's referring to, I don't know, an avocado. How do you know that the dvash here refers to, there are many things that are sweet. I don't know what they are. Pears, apples. You can find a lot of things that are sweet. How did it says dvash? Dvash, Rashi says, is a term which refers to kol mine masika. And here referring to, I guess, in context of what we're discussing, or a fruit that's sweet. So there are many fruits that are sweet. I guess it's a mesorah. Just like ulekachtev lechem pri eitz hadar. Nowhere does it say in the Torah pri eitz hadar is an esrei.
Right.
It's a mesorah. It's a mesorah. So therefore, I'm assuming over here it's a zelbazach. When it says here eretz, it says dvash. It does not say tamarim. It says dvash. And Rashi says dvash is kol mini mesika. And Mel Chazal says, oh, it for sure refers to a date. How do they know that? It has to be, there's a mesorah.
So, but why does Rashi preface by saying kol mini mesika kurin dvash?
Because the word dvash, the word...
He's saying like this. You'll ask a question and say, how do you know it's tamarim? Everything that's mini mesika is dvash.
Right.
However, Rashi says that the Torah, when the Torah
says dvash,
he means tomorrow.
How do you know that?
That's not what he's answering. He's saying, don't make a mistake that it's the deeper Torah b'loshon b'nei Adam, that it could be anything sweet. Because the Torah, when it says the word dvash, it means dafti tomorrow.
How do you know that? How do you know that? That's not.
That's a question. No,
it's no. Dvash, Rashi is telling us that when the Torah says dvash, it means.
No, not when the Torah says dvash. Rashi is saying, when people call anything sweet.
No, who says that? Dvash is a generic term which means kol mini mesika. It happens to be that in the context of this pasuk, it refers specifically to tamarim. Just like when it says l'kachtem lechem pri eitz hadar, it can be many types of fruits, but we have a mesorah that the pri eitz hadar is the esrog. The Zelbazach, when it says dvash, dvash can refer to many types of fruits. We have a mesorah that dvash refers to tamarim.
All sweet tasting produce are called dvash. Dates certainly qualify as such produce.
So how do you know that's what the pasuk over here means?
However, in the language of scripture, the word dvash invariably refers to dates.
How do you know that? Right, halacha l'moshe b'Sinai.
That's it.
Halacha l'moshe b'Sinai.
Halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. That's it. No question.
So what is the dvash? Kichaseves agas v'yom kippurim. A day v'yom kippurim. Alma d'raisin inu. All right. We didn't get there. We didn't get there yet. Got to keep them going. Keep go down the page. We didn't get there yet.
What do you mean? We just finished.
This is not the end. This is just the beginning. It's another Gilgal. From another Gilgal. You give me grief. You give me grief. Laila Tov.
Raise its voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell it on the open market. I'll probably get it.
I'm going to go to the next one. I love you, I love you.